The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I hope you had a wonderful and good and blessed Thanksgiving holiday this past week. Ours was certainly different. We had planned to go up to visit my dad. He's 97, doing fine. And my brother and sister, who live right there in the same town, we were going to spend time together as a family. And you may have heard me talk about my dad several times. I'm very proud of him, 97. Well, he had COVID, as I think I shared with you. He got over his. He was okay. Well, then my brother got it. And then he got better. But then my sister-in-law, the night before we were about to travel up to visit them on Thanksgiving, she called and said, I've got it now. So our plans for Thanksgiving had to dramatically change. We didn't travel anywhere. Deb and I just stayed at home and with the whole day. Now, what shall I do? So I turned on TV. I heard the parade was on. The Macy's parade was on TV. What's nice about the TV and the Macy's parade, not only do they come by, you can hear the bands and the singing, but the announcers, they describe the floats. And they also speak about some of the other things that each float's about and the activities that are going on. They mentioned about these real big inflatable characters and if they were sponsoring somebody. It was a real nice, relaxing time. I kind of liked it. Also because it reminded me of going to parades when I was a little boy in Wisconsin to my dad's hometown, Tomahawk. Tomahawk has a couple thousand people, and they had an old-fashioned parade on the 4th of July. So we'd go up and visit Grandma at her house, and then we'd go station ourselves on the road. The parade would go by, and there would be floats, there'd be the fire truck and ambulance, people would be walking by, there'd be clowns, and then somebody, I don't know if it was the mayor, whoever, driving by in a convertible and tossing candy here, there, and everywhere. And it was kind of neat because especially in that small town, you got to see close up the fire truck, and I could still see at that time. This is when I was 8, 9, and 10. I lost my sight when I was 11. So I remember seeing these things, and that's what's neat about parades is things that, well, old cars, antique cars like 1903 or 1912 cars, and you don't see them very often, so it gives you a chance to think about, remember, and see up close, and sometimes they'd even stop and let you touch it, and parades are kind of neat, especially in small towns like that. Well, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, went to church, and it's the first Sunday of Advent, which means means in Latin, coming. Because Advent is the 4 weeks of preparation of coming of Jesus at Christmas time. And traditionally, the gospel reading is his entry into Jerusalem, which we hear about on Palm Sunday. This year, in my church anyway, it was from Luke chapter 19, verse 32 to 40 or so. And I kind of wonder, why do we have Palm Sunday? That should be when Jesus entered Jerusalem and was about to die. And, well, having just seen the parades and having taken time to relax and enjoy the discussion, their discussion, remembering the parade back in my hometown, and the pastor even said in the sermon, in some ways what Jesus was doing was a parade. And it's like, oh, click, click, click. It's a little parade coming in Jerusalem. And because just coming out of the Thanksgiving parade, it finally made sense. The one verse in there in particular, as they would lay their coats down and wave the palm branches, verse 38 of Luke chapter 19, the people said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace on earth and glory in the highest." Again, it's, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace on earth, glory in the highest." Boy, I clicked also there, peace on earth, glory in the highest. That's what the angels said at Jesus' birth to the shepherds. Wow. I thought that was an interesting connection. Oh, by the way, it does go on to say that the priests said to Jesus, you know, tell these people to be quiet. And I can almost hear Jesus laughing and saying, they were quiet, even the stones would sing out and speak out. He was enjoying himself, I think, coming in with this parade. People were taking time to acknowledge Jesus, all the miracles and teachings he had done during the past 3 years. A parade. Yeah. Well, that gave me something to think about. It made me think about how parades give you time to look up close at certain things you don't get to see but in unusual ways. It gives you time to think about and contemplate that event. It gives you time here in church to contemplate, to celebrate, to praise Jesus for all his goodness. He came to be our Savior after all. We can praise and thank him for that. That made me think about, do I always take time for God? I do, and yet there are many times I don't take time, or don't take as much time as I should. That's one reason why I do like holidays, because it makes me stop, and sometimes it's an interruption to life for me, and for some of you it might be who don't get to church and don't do very much, it would be an interruption to life of normal. That's what it is, the holiday time, interruption of normal life, and you stop. Consider, contemplate, things tend then to stick. I know for me, years ago at Thanksgiving, I heard a pastor once say, we shouldn't give thanks just on this day. We should be giving thanks on every day, because every day is a gift of God. We can give him thanks. That stuck. And so for me, I do tend to give thanks. I try to anyway, every day in my morning prayers and in my night prayers, give thanks to God. So this Thanksgiving holiday reminded me again to be thankful to God all the time. And no, there are days I don't and I slip up. But it helps and it reinforces it again and again. Easter, it reminds me that there is life after death. We just had the news of a relative who died. And at that moment, oh boy, you know, life after death becomes important. But I need to think about that during the week, because it puts into focus then that my life here is very short compared to eternity. So I can risk in losing a friend, or losing not a friend, but an acquaintance who might become a friend, by boldly saying something. Have you thought about God in this? You know, that might be a slap in the face and they'll walk away. But it might be, no, I never did. Thanks for sharing that. And it can give opportunity for witnessing. When I know there's life after death, it gives me then the opportunity to see that the moments I have here are special because I can use them for God. That's what I like about holidays. Oh, and Christmas, of course, Christmas, not only was Jesus born as a human being like us, but one pastor said, he's born into our hearts every single day. And that reminds me, we are not alone, but that God is with us. That's what Christmas is, Emmanuel, God with us, all the time. So holidays have come to be an important thing for me to remind me. And Thanksgiving and the Luke story, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace on earth, and glory to the highest. It's a parade where we praise and thank God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks that we can take time and give you thanks and praise, and not come just with our concerns and worries, which you're glad to receive, but also that we can come with our needs, our wants, but especially like today, with our praise and our thanks, because you're a great God. And we do give you thanks for all that you do. Be with us always. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.